All right, are y'all ready to do this podcast this week?
Yes.
Let's do it. Why do y'all sound hesitant?
Sorry, I'm ready.
I got something in my eyeball.
Wait, hold on. Before we do, we have a special guest that we wanted to say hi to real quick. Jacob Two Times. Hello.
Hi, Jacob.
Hey, Holly and Miguel. Hey, guess what, Holly? I sure do like the podcast that you guys are on. I sure do like that. And believe it or not, Holly, I found that podcast a week ago tomorrow on my Amazon Echo. Can you believe that?
I'm glad you did find it. I had no idea that you didn't know we had a podcast.
I didn't know that, though, until you guys had told, until I found it on my Amazon Echo later, and all I had to say was to the Amazon Echo, play Miguel and Holly, and it said, here's the Miguel and Holly podcast. Now, that's what I call it. I don't call it the uncensored podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that is okay, but as long as you know it's uncensored, Jacob.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for teaching us something that you can pull it up on the Amazon Echo. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for being a longtime Miguel and Holly fan member. We love you.
Yes.
And thank you so much for helping us open up the show for this week.
And listen. Will my voice be on the podcast this week?
It's on the podcast now, Jacob.
Yes, absolutely, you own it. Jacob.
You own it forever and ever.
Yeah. Guess what? And when you say my friend's name, it's Danny Donuts to me still. You know what I'm saying? I call him that every time I call him. You know?
That is right. Oh, you telling his secrets on the podcast already. Spilling the tea. Mm-hmm. That is Serrano, who does afternoons on Hot 101.5. That's his, like, old nickname, Danny Donuts.
Yeah.
We going to tell him you said that, Jacob.
Call him that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
he
I know.
He doesn't mind.
That's fine.
We going to find out. Thank you, Jacob. We love you.
I love you. And you guys do a good podcast, okay?
Well, thank you very much. Are you going to give us a 5-star rating?
I'm going to give you a 100% rating right now.
Yes!
Love it.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
That's right. I need a Kit Kat right now. So give it up for Jacob Two Times.
Yes.
Now, if you've been a listener to Tampa Bay radio for a long time, you've heard him on other radio stations before. And he is such an amazing human being who is so sweet, so kind, and has a whip smart memory.
Oh,
remembers
yes.
Everything.
Has stacks of CDs that he creates of radio shows that he listens to and could tell you probably the exact day that Miguel and I started here.
Oh, yeah.
The day, like, just knows days to the time, I think.
Absolutely. And I first heard of Jacob when you and I, Holly, worked here in Tampa Bay back in 2011, 2012 at a now dead radio station.
Wow, back that long ago?
Oh, yeah. I remember Jacob used to call in to when he was Cowhead.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoons on our sister station, 102.5 The Bone. And I would hear Jacob, and I was like, he sounds so sweet. And then as soon as we got here to Hot 101.5, Jacob started listening to us and calling us. And I was like, I love that.
Yes.
So shout out to Jacob. Well, my name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty the Body.
This is our Uncensored Podcast. And we're going to do things a little bit differently for this episode. Oh. At the end, we have a special guest coming in to tell you about something really cool. This nonprofit here in Tampa Bay that's taken on this really, really cool project that I'm super excited about.
Can we just say it has to do with mental health?
Absolutely.
Because I'm so passionate about that, and I think what they're doing is going to just impact so many lives.
Oh, my gosh. And so I'm so excited to be able to help them out, and so they can help you in the Tampa Bay community. So we're going to talk to them at the end of this podcast. So right now we're recording this Thursday, March 12th, and things have been a little scary right now. So if you're listening to this, like, 2 months from now, a month from now, or even like this weekend, things are rapidly changing. So just know that if it sounds dated,
yeah,
obviously that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
So last night is when I saw all of the updates about President Trump putting the travel ban for Europe into place here. And then all of a sudden, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson admitted that or came forward and said they have the coronavirus. And then the NBA canceled the rest of their season. And it was like a 1-2
all
punch.
All at once.
Like, I was watching CNN in the bed last night, and they were like, and Rita Wilson and Tom, wait, wait, we have another update.
Yeah.
And then CNN, they're like, doo, 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 breaking news,
yeah.
NBA postponed season. And I sat up in the bed, and I was like, well, this is it.
I know. Like, I came out because I was putting my daughter to bed, and I came out to the living room and checked my phone. I had, like, all these messages. It's a group text with the two of you, Scott and Miguel, and our boss, Will. And the first thing I saw somehow was Scott saying, I hope I come back as a tree. I was like, wait.
My kids spell reincarnation, so I just put, I hope it comes as a tree.
Okay. I was like, wait. We may be panicking ourselves. But it was very intense for about 45 minutes last night when we suddenly got deluged with all this info about COVID-19. Yeah. And we had to then choose how to talk about it on the air this morning, Thursday. That was Wednesday. So we talked about it on the air Thursday. And it's tough. I mean, as radio people, we are supposed to take you out of your reality. We're supposed to provide a break so that, you know, you can enjoy your morning.
Right.
But it's also our job to inform and keep our community safe.
Yeah, it is. I will tell you, since we have some time to just sort of like think about it. Oh, that note is for me.
Oh.
For something we're going to talk about here in a little bit. No. I just know that we are not a news organization. So if we worked for Fox 13 here in Tampa Bay or CNN, like there are a staff of people. They have researchers, they have producers, they have all these people that are making sure that whatever they're relaying to you is as accurate as possible.
They have doctors on call so
right.
that they can get their doctoral opinion.
Absolutely.
And all this.
Well, it's just us. Mm-hmm. And so I this morning, I felt this incredible burden on my shoulders to making sure that we are informing you as best possible and also keeping you calm and then also hopefully putting a smile on your face.
It's a weird balance.
It is. And so, you know, when I get here in the morning and I write out, like, we have a, you know, three pieces of paper that have our, this is what we're talking about between 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of organize it all together. And so to me, I feel like every day I put together a puzzle for the show of, like, how are we going to organize this information and how can we give it to you in a way that makes sense?
Right.
That doesn't freak you out. And also that is like makes sense to us.
Yeah.
So we can explain it correctly and not freak you out and not give any misinformation out. And so sometimes because we're not journalists and it's not like we're just like, here's the facts. We got to follow the facts up and then we got to tell you a funny story. So there's just a lot like that goes through your mind when you're putting on a morning show and also dealing with a pandemic,
yes.
Which we've never dealt with before.
No, we have.
I mean, but not on the scale.
No.
Like, we've had, like, you know, H1N1 and stuff
right.
like that.
Which was also a pandemic. But
right.
This one is different in that we're having to take more precautions than we did even back then. But the reason I say that we have is because I want to provide at least a little bit of credibility. And this was a nonsense thing that happened, but it just irritated me a little bit. Because at the end of the show, somebody called up and was like, can I make an appointment with Dr. Holly? And then hung up on us.
Right.
Oh, and, yeah. We were getting calls like that all day.
Right. Like, okay, I get it. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not even a doctorate of, like, psychology. I have my bachelor's degree in communications, people.
Nice.
But what I have is close to 15 years of broadcast knowledge on how to deal with situations like this. So you can't say that I don't know what I'm doing and talking about a little bit.
Right.
There's a reason why I and Miguel and even Scott are in this position because we have been trained for situations like this. You hear Miguel talking about the burden of, you know, what to talk about and how and where and when. We've been trained for stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And when we did go through H1N1, we learned stuff.
Right.
When we went through, you know, the Pulse nightclub shooting, we learned stuff. And we have sources that we rely on, and we do as best as we can to gather all the info and then pass it on to you in the most easily digestible way, because we know that you trust us. So to the people that are calling, they're like, why the hell should I believe this random girl on the radio? Well, I have training.
Right. And you can always Google it after we say it so you can see if it's correct or not.
This is true.
As you said that, Holly, I thought this is a good opportunity to sort of go down memory lane, because as you were talking about, you know, we have these years of training. And I remember the first lesson I got in how to be a proper broadcaster in times of trouble was when I was in college radio in Statesboro, Georgia, at WVGS 91.9 The Buzz, Georgia Southern's 10 in a row station.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a hostage situation. I remember it was MLK Day in 2006. And it was that Monday. I was at the station getting some stuff done. And I got a call from someone on the request line that said, I heard there's a bomb at Walmart. And I was like, what? Now, granted, remember, I was 20 at the time. So my only on-air radio experience at that time was my college radio station, where it was recorded and then played overnight.
Mm. Oh.
That was it. That was my only experience in radio so far. And so I called our then program director, who was another student, which was Stephen Kramer, who we used to work with, we talked about before. And I remember this. I was like, hey, Stephen, I just got this phone call. What do I do? And he goes, I'm at Waffle House. Just get on the air and ask. Get on the air and ask. Now, that was 2006. It's 2020. Now, I know better.
Yeah.
Back then,
it seemed like a good idea at the time.
I turned the microphone on. I said, 91.9 The Buzz, Georgia Southern's 10 in a row station. It's Spanish Michael. And I just got a call from Amanda who said she heard there's a bomb at Walmart.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Have you heard anything? Call us up. And whatever the phone number was.
Call like it's a talk topic.
20.
Hey, who sleeps naked? Call us up. Hey, y'all heard about that bomb at the Walmart? Call us up.
Call us up.
Now, let me tell you what happened literally 10 minutes later. And this is how I knew this is the power of radio. The FBI, the FBI called and said, hey, did someone on your radio station say there was a bomb at Walmart? And I was like, yeah, it was me. We're trying to get some information. And they were like, don't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Lesson number one.
Right. And they were like, so here's what's going on. And they gave me just like the headline of what I think the newspaper had just come out with,
mm-hmm.
that it was like someone was mad at a lawyer and they had taken them hostage. Or I don't even remember the details now. But that was my first lesson. And we don't repeat everything we hear.
Right.
So know that when we do give you information, we are making sure that if I see a notification from CNN on my phone and we're on the air, I'm also going to look at Fox News, MSNBC, Tampa Bay Times.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that what we're giving you is correct.
I've gotten burned in the past with just absolutely stupid random stuff. Like when I was way back in the day doing country radio on midday, and I said something about the day that we'll live in infamy. And I said the wrong day.
Oof.
And like,
yeah.
I don't think I need to tell you how outraged people were.
Oh,
that instance alone taught me, check yo shit.
Yes.
So,
yes, yes.
And that was in like, 05.
Right.
And then when were you when 9/11 happened?
I was in high school. I was a junior in high school.
See, I was in college, and I was a broadcasting student when that happened.
Mm,
so that was a learning experience.
Absolutely.
Where, you know, we looked to our professor to say, well, what do we say on the air? He's like, you stick to just the facts that we're getting from the AP, and then when the time is right, we flip to, you know, our news partner for just go to coverage like that.
Right.
So it's like we have this experience, and these people that are like, why should I listen to you? I'm like, okay. Because I do have some knowledge.
Right.
And the reason I'm employed with this job and I'm not some like yokel from the woods that's like, hey, y'all better watch out. Like I bring experience.
Right.
And I'm going to double and triple check my sources. And if something isn't right, I will correct it. But everything I do is like double and triple checked. So I couldn't, it wasn't that I was scared last night when we learned all this. I wasn't filled with anxiety or dread or panic. What I was on a search for information. Mm-hmm. And that's what, because I was like, I can't sleep. Why can't I sleep? And I'm just scrolling and scrolling and looking at all the different news outlets, constantly refreshing. And I'm like, it's because over the course of the last 15 years, I have trained myself to absorb information, to throw out the stuff that is not necessary,
right,
but to take in what is necessary, get this source, get that source. What are we looking at here? What are the experts saying? And what can I deliver?
And know that that's what we're doing on days like today and over the next coming days, because we don't know what's going to happen. This is sort of uncharted territory on this scale,
right,
of some sort of pandemic. And so, we're here with you, making sure like, that you were getting you all the news.
And please believe, I am here for some conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sharing my conspiracy theories on the radio.
No,
not right
Holly
now.
Holly will do it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But not broadcast over the airwaves.
Like, please give me a little bit more credit, okay? I will keep my conspiracy theorist ass at the podcast level. I would never bring that to the air.
Scott, have you had any sort of situations like that yet in your young broadcast career?
No, nothing I could think of right now. This is probably the most serious that I think it's gotten with like me in an actual position like this. There's nothing ever at USF when I was on the radio. It was mostly like that was just fun stuff that was happening. But this is probably like the most, serious to pay attention to how you say things, what you say, when you say it. Because, I was broadcasting a lot like here when we had, the hurricanes, and it was pretty serious. We didn't know if it was going to hit directly here in Tampa Bay. So I was doing that a little bit and being very careful with, how you go about, when you bring it up, how you bring it up, because you don't want to put people in a panic. But
right.
This is probably the biggest. So. There's a lot of lessons happening right now.
Yeah, you're getting the learning right now.
Yeah, and it is it's heavy, and that's when I really realized the power of what we say and like making sure that you get it right, to also the best of your knowledge and making sure that you have all your information right. Like earlier this morning when we were in our 6 o'clock hour and we were, I think we were about to do radio blogs or something, and they had just started
the press conference about Hillsborough County Schools.
About one of the middle schools closing down. And, we pretty much had the headlines, but I was like, let's not mention it on the air until we have a moment to read it all, digest it, and then we can relay the information to you because we don't want to give you some stuff that you don't know about. I was going to say that there was... Oh, and also in that, when we had this hostage situation, we then turned on into, this mini news source. And so, that was that afternoon where the hostage situation started. So then we had one of our midday ladies, Courtney J., Statesboro sweetheart. Mm. We sent her down to the scene, and she was, giving us updates. And so this was, my first experience in college about, how do you get information out? And then we decided we're going to drop all music, and we were going to talk about it. And so then we're like, well, how do you fill all this time up with stuff? And so literally we were calling professors who were criminal justice professors about the legal system or what could possibly happen, trying to get someone from the newspaper to give us what they know. And then Courtney J was on the street interviewing people with her phone. And then I remember all night we were on the air sort of giving updates and whatnot. I mean, it was a pretty intense situation.
Where was the adult?
We were the adults. We were.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's great, except in times like that, where it's there should have probably been one senior level adult at your college radio station to be making calls about how you, for example,
right.
So you wouldn't have had to call a student manager about,
right.
What do I do with this bomb threat?
Right.
And then he was like, I'm at Waffle House. In that moment, there probably should have been an adult present.
I mean, I think because, now granted, if it would have been, a active shooter situation or something like that, where people, the general public was about to be harmed, then the advisor would have come forward and said, hey, let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think too, they were pretty good about letting us sort of figure it out. And so literally once we got through that first, all right, well, We don't just go in there and say, anybody heard about a bomb?
Oh, man. Oh,
you don't do that. But yeah. Then, like, I was pretty proud of that coverage. And I think one of my old, like, my first producer ever in college radio, he probably has some of the CDs of when we did that. And I would love to sort of hear how we were like, hello.
Oh.
This is 91.9 The Buzz.
Oh, dear.
Like, you go from, like, hey, guys, it's Spanish Michael, to, hi, yeah. This is Spanish Michael on 91.9 The Buzz.
Oh, my gosh.
Those were the days. So that's what's going on with all of that. Something I wanted to talk about that I think would be really cool for you who listen to the Uncensored podcast, I feel like we need, like, a special code word for people that listen. So when we meet you out in public or you message us on social media, mm-hmm. we know that you are, like, super, super Miguel and Holly fam, and you listen to the podcast.
Can we just have it be podcast?
Or Spanky?
Yeah, I feel like podcast is too boring. We need something like Spanky.
We need Spanky. Damn it, now it's going to be Spanky. Really?
No, I know, but it's the first thing that popped in my
head. It's too late to change it now.
Oh, we can still change it. It could be like Big Daddy. It needs to be something that when you say it, it automatically sticks to your head.
Wait a minute. I really want to see somebody come up to Holly at, like, Wawa, and she's like, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
And I'd be like, whoa. Okay. I'm sorry. I just have to call Scott real quick. F you. Yeah.
Okay. So we have
Spanky. Big Daddy. Oh, okay. Wait. If it's a podcast, the Uncensored podcast.
Uh huh.
Ooh, the Big P.
Because
big podcast.
Okay. So, because in my mind, I envision it of, you know, if we see you out in public and usually, like, yeah, this happened to me at Wawa yesterday. One of you in the Miguel and Holly fam, she was like, are you Miguel? And I was like, yeah. And then I think at that point, you would go, Big Daddy.
Or Spanky.
The Big P.
Ooh, the Big P.
I don't like any part
Spanky?
Of
this.
Spanky?
No. All right, hold on. So let's try to Holly.
Okay.
So I'm an M&H fan member. You're Holly.
Okay.
Are you Holly?
I am. Hi.
Big Daddy?
Yep. Oh, so you listen to the podcast. I know. They're so dumb. No,
okay, so let's scratch out Big Daddy.
Big Daddy's gone.
Holly, do you have any suggestions?
What about Snickerdoodle?
Snickerdoodle. All right.
Not against it.
All right. Let's try this. Scott, you're Scott. I'm a Miguel and Holly fan member. Are you the Scotty the Body?
Yeah, that's me.
Snickerdoodle.
What?
Okay. I don't know.
Like, you have any?
Let's see here. I'm trying to think of something. I feel like all of mine are perverted, so I don't even want to, like.
No, I'm saying, like, the Big P, because P stands for podcast.
Okay, so let's try it. Are you Holly O'Connor?
I am. Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hey, the Big P.
The podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that.
No.
I mean, yes. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Porcupine.
Ooh, I like porcupine.
See, Holly likes porcupine. I bet it's because it's an animal.
Wait. Porcupine. I kind of like another. Oh, what's it like a fun animal
Platypus.
Name? Platypus.
Okay, there it is.
That's it. All right, let's try it. All right, wait. Are you the Scotty the Body?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God. Platypus.
Oh, you know.
That's it. We got a winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Hold on. It's not working.
What? Oh, God.
Oh, well, that works. That works. All right. Platypus is it. Platypus. There we go. So anytime you see us out, we want to know that you're a Miguel and Holly fan member that listens to the podcast. You got to say platypus.
Yeah.
Platypus. Okay, perfect.
I like if I look at you confused, though, when you say it, just remember, like, I probably forgot, too.
Yeah, no,
it's going to take
fine.
A little bit to get it there. But the more you say it, the more I'll remember.
That's right. Platypus.
The more you know, platypus. Holly, real quick, well, what do you have going on this weekend?
What's this weekend?
It's the coronavirus weekend.
We're giving out coronavirus 4-packs.
Oh, gosh.
No, we're not. See, we're not allowed to make jokes. We can't make jokes. We're giving out.
Wait.
Hand sanitizer.
But hold on. Hold on. Oh, I was so happy we had the podcast. Kurt. Like, we used to have a boss at yeah. another radio station, which I don't know if this would be distasteful now.
Yes, we could not do this now. Wait. We could barely do it then.
Wait, because was that for H1N1?
No, it was for Ebola.
Ebola, okay.
And Ebola, I'm sorry, Ebola was scary as fuck. Because you feel like blood come out your eyes and
oh, God.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because it turned out to be, you know, okay.
Right. It was fine. It was fine. But no, I mean, I think even just the word Ebola, like, it sounds like something that's like running down the hallway to come grab you up.
It sounds like you're in a right. jungle and yes. you're going to be eaten.
Absolutely.
But so what happened was our boss, which, I mean, you have to be a little crazy, I feel, to be a good radio boss.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
That's where the best ideas come from. But, you know, there's a balance. Our boss, Will, for example, I think he's the perfect balance. However, this other bond, Ebola was a thing. So it was like, what, 2014, 2015, whenever yeah. Ebola was big.
Yeah.
And so he decided that one weekend we were going to do
oh, no.
Ebola survival prize packs.
So all weekend, you would call in on the tens
yeah.
and you could win a hazmat suit.
You won a hazmat
oh, whoa.
Suit.
Yeah.
You won a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You won some tickets to the movies.
Yeah.
Because we had to give you something good.
Right.
And did we get t-shirts made?
No. So that was the Ebola survival pack. And then another themed weekend we had. This is how like wacky our radio station was.
Oh.
Remember we did when Justin Bieber
got arrested.
Was arrested in Miami.
Yeah.
And then we had a Justin Bieber sort of
orange jumpsuit looking jail t-shirt.
Yeah, that we gave away with like a download code for like one of his albums or something.
Yeah, but the Ebola was like a legit like suit, goggles, the yes. mask. Some movie tickets and maybe some like Clorox. If I looked really hard, I bet I could find when we did the giveaway and we had our sales manager posing as the winner and I was actually in the hazmat suit giving her the Lysol or whatever it was.
Oh my God.
So anyway, yeah, it was barely acceptable to do then. It would be absolutely not acceptable now to do that.
I mean, but I feel like it was a good
That'd
way though
fun.
To like, you know, make you laugh in a situation.
But also help. Like, that's actually helpful stuff. It's
that's
not like
true.
It's not helpful. You're just making a little
Give
more
some
light
hand sanitizer.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's this weekend, we're giving away coronavirus survival packs.
Wow. I really
That'd be awesome.
Dang, there's no pictures. I just did, like, a little Google search to see if we had one on the images.
I'm going to just, like, man, I can picture it. In
oh
my head,
gosh.
The photo.
Oh, I want to see that so bad.
I'm going to dig through. Obviously, I won't have it yet, but if I find it, we'll, like, what should we do with it? Nothing.
We'll get a platypus and we'll bring it back.
No, why don't we'll put it up? Well, okay, remember, this is Thursday, so it's going to be released tomorrow. So just maybe put it on your Twitter account, on
Ooh,
Radio
yes.
Holly.
I'll be like, Flashback Friday.
Oh, my God, Flashback Friday. Flashback Friday, hashtag platypus.
Yes.
And then the picture. And so everyone else will be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know what?
Can I complain about one thing real quick?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Screw you, Facebook, for not being easy to access your old photos.
Oh, yeah.
The only way you can do it is scroll and scroll and scroll. Can there not be an easier way? Can we not go by year or month or something?
Oh, valid. Yeah, they're
like,
all out of order.
It's just like all you can do is just keep scrolling and then they take it half an hour to load and then you scroll another page. Mm. Sorry, that first one.
No, that's fine. I was just looking at photos of me doing drag like 12 years ago in Panama City from a long time ago. Scott, what are you doing this weekend?
I am DJing a wedding on Saturday. My first ever DJ not by myself completely, but I'm doing it all with like a buddy that's gonna make sure like everything goes smoothly.
Are you nervous?
Absolutely. I'm gonna be honest, like I am so stressed about this. Like I'm excited, but I was asked like a year ago to do it, and I've kind of just been like, okay, it's coming, but it's still gonna be my first one. So I'm
wait, is this like a
out.
Friend of yours or
yeah.
is it? Oh,
yeah, but
so
that,
if you
that
mess up,
takes
the
a little
friendship's
bit of
gonna be off.
No, it takes a little bit of the stress away, but it's, you know, it's still a wedding. You don't want it to go poorly. You
no,
have to
you should
bring
be
your
nervous.
Best.
No.
I am freaking out. I can't wait till I'm done
you're,
with it.
No, you're going to ruin their friendship.
I'm not going to ruin anything.
Okay.
No, it's
Miguel,
gonna be
stop
over.
It.
As soon
stop.
As it's done, though, I'm going to feel like a weight is lifted off my shoulders because I got the first one out of the way.
Like, what's the one big no they said don't do?
Well, I mean, there's definitely songs that they don't want to play. But
like what? Do you
like
remember?
Group dances and stuff, like the Cupid Shuffle, stuff like that. Like, those are, you know, songs that you don't want to see, like the wobble. Like, that's not a problem.
They don't want the wobble?
Wobble. Yeah, yeah.
How do you not want the wobble in your wedding? You got to have it at least once.
I'm more nervous about making sure I pronounce the names right. Oh. That everything, like, comes
you
out.
Better not F up those names.
Luckily, they're all pretty easy names. So that's like, thank goodness for the first wedding. But still, like, there's a flow that you have to follow.
Right. No,
it's going to be a lot.
When I did, because I officiate weddings, and my boyfriend's parents asked me to officiate Abe's older brother's wedding.
Oh.
And his wife is from another country. Mm-hmm. And I literally, on the plane ride up there, when I got there, because she has like the her like nickname that you call her, like if your name is Michael, people call you Mike.
Yeah.
We have a name that we call her just regularly. This is like her full name, and I've been practicing her full name. And when I got there, I was like, "So which one do you want?" And she's like, "Oh, you can just call her my nickname." And I was like, "Thank God," because I was like, "I do not want to mess that up because that's like." Will forever be in their memory that you messed up their names.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm going over it. Literally, after this, I'm going to go home. I'm going to practice again the rundown of all of it just to make sure that it could go as smoothly as possible. Like, sure, there's going to be little things that mess up here and there, but I want it to go at least as smoothly as I can.
I want a little bit of, like, what do you sound like when you're announcing? Like, have you practiced that? Like,
it depends on what part, you know? So it's like, I'll just make up names. So if, like, you're entering in, like, one of the biggest parts is, like, when the bridal party's coming in with the grooms. And, it's like the grand entrance about to go into dinner and the first dances. That's, like, the big, all right, you got to bring it.
Yeah, okay. You better bring. That's, like, ultimate key right there.
Let's have a little practice session here. So let's say that Holly and I were on the groomsmen and bridesmaids'
party. So you're announcing us as like you're the best man and I'm the maid of honor.
Yeah, and so you're announcing us to come in. Don't show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to get on your feet right now and make some noise for your groomsman, Miguel, and what is it called again? Oh.
Girl, you already done fucked up their wedding.
What's it called?
Best man. And maid of honor.
Oh, maid of honor. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah. Bridesmaid would be the other word
you're
looking
for. I thought we were doing
groomsmen. Okay, let's try. No, because they usually come
that's
out.
A word.
Yeah, because, you know, they. You've been to a wedding before, right?
Oh, I've done a lot now.
You've okay. done yeah. it already.
So you know that, like, usually, and this is, I'm painting with a broad stroke here, they will have someone from the guy's side, from the girl's side, and they walk down together.
Usually it's like the groomsmen and the, what's it called again?
Bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid. Why can't I think of it? You put me on the spot. Usually I have a sheet of paper.
Oh.
Groomsman and a bridesmaid, and then it goes to the best man and matron of honor if they're married, because this particular case, they're married.
Oh.
I'm going to be fine. Stop. Don't worry. Don't give me that face.
I'm worried.
No,
all right.
Don't be worried.
Let's try it again. Don't show.
All right. Here we go. All right. Get on your feet right now for your best man, Miguel, and maiden of honor, Holly.
Hey. You said she was the what?
Maiden.
Maiden.
Maiden?
Yeah, isn't it?
It's just maid. You said matron.
Ah, see, now I'm confused.
Oh,
God.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I quit.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. It's fine. I'll be a maiden, though.
All right.
Yeah, well. I feel like by the way, this is a side tangent. I'm in the era of the photos that I'm looking for. I've been looking this entire freaking time. Anyway. Like
an addict. All right.
Well, you got this. You're
gonna
be fine.
You're gonna be great. Fine. Come on, matron of honor.
If you say it quick and loud enough, people don't even hear it.
No, not at the wedding. Did you find it, Holly?
Fucking found it.
Yes, I love it. So you should schedule the tweet now.
Okay.
So
let me save the photo.
Holly's gonna tweet this March 13th at 1 p.m., okay?
From my personal?
From your personal, Radio Holly on Twitter, all right?
I'm saving it as Ebola.
Ebola.
On the desktop.
You can see the crazy stuff we used to do at our radio station.
All right, and schedule it for what time tomorrow?
1 p.m. So March 13th, Friday, March 13th at 1 p.m. So if you're listening to this like some months from now, you can scroll through Holly's Twitter and you'll be able to see from March 13th at 1 p.m. Yeah, Holly tweets a lot.
What?
Nothing. You tweet a lot.
I try to tweet.
No,
I'm pretty active.
I've only just recently got on Twitter a lot, but I'm not tweeting.
Why ain't you tweeting?
I just tweet dumb stuff.
I'm doing other stuff.
I like to be out and tweeting about.
Not me.
All right.
I feel like Twitter's the only place where I have no relatives, and that's where I can like actually put some real thoughts out because I can't. Like, I have to be very careful on Facebook and Instagram and whatever else, but I can be pretty within reason, loose cannon on Twitter.
I used to be that way on Facebook. What a fun time that was.
That was before.
That was before the hot takes you used to get from your Aunt Carol.
Yeah.
Talking about why you're being a slut at the club.
Girl, you
leave me alone, Aunt Carol. I'm just trying to live my life. All right, Holly, what's your social media real quick?
All right, so if you want to find the Twitter, it's Radio Holly. Also, Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, I guess. Mm-hmm. Also, Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
But hey, don't go away. We got to talk to this amazing person who is putting on something awesome here in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to her. She's walking in right now. And Scott, what's your social media?
At Scott Tavlin on everything, including TikTok.
Miguel Fuller. You can find me everywhere. Now, come on, Claire.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. We are Tampa Bay.
We have Claire from Project No Labels studio, a part of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Claire, if someone has never heard of Project No Labels in Tampa Bay, what exactly is it?
Okay, so we're a local nonprofit in Tampa Bay, and our mission is to unite our LGBTQ plus community with our straight allies through positive activities and events and promote volunteerism and activism.
I love that. And you all do such a great job. I mean, you all started how long ago?
Officially 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, and you all have been Grand Marshal, St. Pete Pride. You all have won tons of awards all over.
Right.
From just creating a sense of community here in Tampa Bay for the LGBTQ community. But I think this sort of next pivot that you all are going to, when you told me about this, like, I literally got chill bumps because I feel like we don't focus enough on this in our community. And what is this that you all as Project No Labels are taking on?
So throughout the 4 years, we've done events and activities, and people have all kinds of ideas. I think we've done at least 200 all over Tampa Bay in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as we have been around, people are like, you guys need to do more trans events. You need to do more youth events. There's a lot of homeless people. There's so many different issues that our community is facing that overall we're like, we're such a small organization. What can we focus on that's really going to make an impact? And throughout the whole thing, we've figured out that mental health has kind of like, there's a stigma around mental health that people are either aren't talking about, or if they do try to get access to it, it's either super expensive, they don't have insurance. So we wanted to create and kind of bridge that gap to provide high quality, low cost, no insurance, no pre-qualifications, LGBTQ plus friendly, 1 hour mental health therapy sessions for $20. So
that is amazing.
It really is. And I mean, as someone who is trying to be a mental health advocate, especially going forward in 2020 for myself, it's so difficult to find help, period. Right. People are like, well, and this is what bothers me. It's like, okay, well, yes, we want to talk about mental health when we say, you know, if you're struggling, don't be afraid to reach out.
Right.
Well, that's one thing to say it. But for the person that is struggling, let's say they try to reach out and they're blocked, or they try to look for, let's just say, a men's sexual assault group. And then you realize there aren't any.
Right.
Right.
Like, what is the common thread with all of this? And I'm sure, you know, in your youth community, in the trans community, the common thread can often come down to mental health because it affects all of us, whether we understand it or not.
Right.
And so I love that this is so available because you're right. Not only can it be hard to find, but it is so astronomically expensive, especially if you're paying out of pocket.
Right.
It's like, oh, is mental health treatment for rich people?
Right.
Or what?
Right. And I mean, and even we have a great insurance plan. But Holly, as you've been in this sort of mental health journey, I mean, it's racked up some bills for you.
Absolutely. And I mean, yes, we do have some places that are, that do fall under the insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. But sometimes those aren't necessarily even the best providers for you.
Right.
Or what you're looking for is specialized and you have to go outside your insurance and then you're just paying out of pocket.
Right.
It's tough.
So we've seen like anywhere with health, even with insurance, you're looking at anywhere between $30 to $50. That's if you have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have insurance, it could go anywhere from $60 to $200 an hour.
Ooh. Yep.
Now, jeez. There's also a difference between a $60 therapist and a $200 therapist. So bridging that gap of high quality and then having it be accessible, you know, it's LGBTQ plus friendly. We've recently, actually, our pilot program did really well since launching January 6th, that we've officially made this a program because in 2 months we've had over 120 sessions booked. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's
amazing.
There's a $10 cost. There's a $10 cost to Project No Labels for each $20 that a person pays.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of wrap it up with our Pride Legacy Awards that we're having March 21st.
And that's what you're promoting,
right?
Is that's helping to be able to fund this project.
Correct.
And so what's happening with the Pride Legacy Awards?
So Pride Legacy Awards is kind of three things in one. So we are acknowledging individuals, businesses, nonprofits that are dedicating their time and resources to the LGBTQ plus community. Oftentimes people are recognized because of their monetary donation. We really want to recognize individuals that are devoting their time and energy and resources because we feel like that should be more valuable than money. We'll take money all day, don't get me wrong, but let's
she
not
said,
get it
here's
twisted.
Our Venmo for Project No Labels,
right?
Okay.
Yes, at Project No Labels.
But seriously, though.
But seriously. So acknowledging individuals, businesses, nonprofits that are dedicating their time and energy. So it's an award ceremony dedicated to that. It's also a benefit event for a mental health program and a fundraiser for overall cost for our organization for 2020. And it's also a Tampa Pride kickoff party. So it's actually from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. is the award ceremony. And then 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. we move outside to the pool area of water. And it's one big gigantic party. We have a DJ. Nice. We have go-go dancers. We have performers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be wild.
I saw when you said go-go dancers, you looked over at Scotty the Body. Are you looking at
it? I was like, all right. Party by the pool. Dancers.
What
I
are you
me.
Doing yes. on March 21st, Scotty?
Let me check my calendar. I might be there.
Okay. I love it. And so how can people get details and get tickets?
You can go to projectnolabels.org and you can find all the information there on the mental health program. Dear Self, You're Worth It. And you can also find the information for Pride Legacy Awards on there.
Claire, I'm just so proud of you because I know you personally.
Thank you.
And just watching what you've done. And, you know, because we always say, I want to help. How can I help? Mm-hmm. And you literally have taken it and made it and manifested it into this physical thing that's truly making change. I mean, think about those. You said 106
sessions.
120 sessions. That's
120
people that hopefully by the end of 2020, they'll be a more complete person because they went out and got therapy that they probably couldn't afford before.
Right.
And that's because you and the people that work with you and volunteer are doing that.
Yes, I
that
do.
That is huge.
I definitely want to give credit to Dr. Katie Schubert, who is our licensed mental health counselor, who's supervising the program and making sure that it's thriving, as well as Steph Ostra with Medicine Within, who is our student, our mental health counselor student intern, who's providing these services that makes it affordable and makes it high quality because it's definitely a one-on-one thing.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, Claire, thank you so much for all that you do. You and Project No Labels, we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And shout out to all of our volunteers because this is a volunteer-ran organization. So it's really, really important that we acknowledge all of our volunteers and everything that they're doing.
And it's projectnolabels.org?
Correct.
Okay, so this is just a little update to the podcast. Like we said at the beginning of it, things are going to be very fluid. And so this is Friday, March 13th right now, and we just got an update from Project No Labels and Claire, and they have had to cancel the event like so many other events that have been canceled for their Pride Legacy Award. And part of what they said is, despite the unfortunate timing, we are optimistic about the community's support in the decision of putting their safety first and plan to move towards an online giving platform on March 21st, the day of the event. So if you want to help out Project No Labels, hit them up at projectnolabels.org.